All the while, during this entire year, there had been a project, and this was regardless of the pandemic, but it was expedited because the pandemic allowed it to do so, and that was an oral history project called the Muni Story. And what happened was is that with the advent of Zoom in everyone's life, they were able to do many, many hours of interviews easily from home, and no one had anything going on, so it's easy to even schedule them. So this was led by a gentleman by the name of Jacob Potty, who had said, "I really want to do an oral history project. I really think there's so much history here. You know, we've been here for 60 plus years. There's so many people who are here who have so much to give as far as their stories at Muni. You know, a lot of people have met at Muni and gotten married, and there's so much to be heard." So he started this, and then another gentleman that I mentioned before, Craig McFarland, joined in, and he does a local podcast. So this was a great platform for him to join in on. So they have recorded 30 plus hours of oral history, and then they have started to publish it through a podcast called The Muni Story on, you know, Apple and various podcast platforms. And were in Muni many years ago and then left. So we've got like eight or nine different states, various people who are professionals now on Broadway. And then now that people are actually listening, we have people from, I think, 10 plus countries and 3,000 or so listens. And it's really kind of taken off. So that was kind of propelled just because people had time. And it's an awesome repository of Muni stories that we can use going forward, whether we do a Muni museum or an exhibit, or we use it as part of, you know, a documentary series, or, well, you know, anything really. And more than anything, it gives us this perspective that we didn't have before, right? Like now I can understand why Muni was structured the way it was, or why we're doing this the way we are, or why we have such a vibrant community of people who come back year after year. So it's a really special thing. And so this last year may have been quiet on our Muni stage, but you know, we're still alive. There's still a shining light there.